Try it again. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
You're joining the second hour of We the People Radio. And we did most of our coughing during the first hour, so the second hour should be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm phlegm-free.
Say that five times fast.
Just say no to phlegm.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
And we've got a lot of people with us today. So we're going to stick with first names because otherwise nobody will ever figure anything out. So we have Diane, we have Kay, we have John, we have David, we might have Gail, and we have Forenza. So maybe each of you could give us a little blurb on... Diane, we'll let you orchestrate your little... Can we call them a mob? Your little band of deplorables, how's that?
Let's stick
with election talk, since this is about election fraud. But why don't you introduce your cast of characters here, and we'll get cracking. Uh-oh. We silenced Diane, who will be leading the charge from a quiet place somewhere.
That's her whole problem.
She's always so quiet. The phones are ringing. The lights are flashing. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Okay, John and Kay, you guys are now in charge of yourselves because you're here in the studio and I can see you. I know what you're doing.
Okay. Diane, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Okay. Thank you.
It all works great in the testing. That's why we test. Oh, wait. No, that's not why we do it. We just do it to make ourselves crazy. All right. Fire away, Diane.
Hey, thanks for having us. I'm here with most of our Election Integrity Project team. We do have other members, but we have quite a few with us either on the phone or Skype or in the studio. What we're here to talk to you about is actually election fraud. A lot of people want to call it voter fraud, and we see some of that across the nation with unions busing in people to different precincts over and over and over to vote different ones, but election fraud is a much more dangerous challenge or threat to our democracy. This is where machines are being flipped, they're being controlled with programming, and with the participation of elections officials and programmers. This is what we were concerned with when we saw again and again, election cycle after election cycle, where the numbers were really not possible. You can't get 70-30 every time, no matter who you ran, so 70% to 30% loss. So we were trained by Election Integrity Project, and we learned how to observe elections, and what we have found, at least in Trinity County, firsthand, is massive election fraud. In fact, Election Integrity Project project manager Linda Payne said that only Trinity County was only second to Los Angeles in election violations, election law violations.
That's magical.
Right. And what we found is that the machines, I've been studying and researching this, there's only four machines really in the country, four different manufacturers. And what they did was they built two platforms intentionally into all the machines, 99% of them across the country, where they have two platforms. One platform counts your vote as a whole integer, one vote, one number, whole number. The other platform built in there counts it as a fraction or a percentage. Therefore, you'll see like 71.3. Well, what does that mean? Is that a third of a person? So they built it in so that they could allocate what they wanted to come out, and it comes out. And they can access it from vast locations. It could be one person, several people. This was purposefully built in, and it's in 99% of the machines across the nation. That's why we need to go back to paper ballots with people counting them with full transparency, videotaping it with whoever wants the witnesses to be able to attend. In Trinity County, they will not let us film any of the canvassing, the counting, the process, nothing. And there's a reason why. They have tampered with the machines. They've cut all the I forget what it's called, the It's a lock on the back of the machine where the memory card goes in, and there is a lock with a number. When we did a recount on one of our sheriff's elections, every single machine had been tampered with.
How do you, when you say tampered with, what? How so?
Because this memory card slips into the back of the tabulating machine in each polling place, and also the vote-by-mail counting machine. And then they put this little lock over, and it can be metal, it can be plastic, and it should have a number, and you can't undo it without breaking it. So I was the representative in the recount for one of in a sheriff's race, and I asked to see all the machines in the recount, and they had them stacked up there in the corner. They wouldn't let us film, even though by law we're allowed to film. The state statutes say we can film, but they would not allow it. And I asked them to turn the machines around, and sure enough, two had been replaced. One was broken, and one was completely missing. And I asked the Register of Voters at that time, Register of Voter. She was appointed at the time. She was not even elected. And I said, what happened there? And she said, oh, they were damaged in transport. Well, that's ludicrous, because two of those machines came from one block away. And I will tell you, our poll workers carry them, put them in like velvet little cases, and carry them carefully. That was an intentional tampering. And in this election now, we've asked to see the machines interrogated. In other words, see how they test them and what comes out. They do like just a little test. And then she reprogrammed one of the main machines, which is the vote by mail, and did not allow anyone to see that. So this is how they're operating, and I believe that the vote-by-mail ballots are probably the most at risk, because we can't see them doing it. They are verifying signatures without us seeing it. They are supposed to allow us to watch them verify the signature. In other words, they look at the envelope, the signature on the envelope, they look at a screen, they scan it. In the screen, it'll show the signature. They compare it. That looks close. Okay, it goes in the good pile. Looks not good, it goes in the bad pile. Well, they will not allow any observers whatsoever to that. That is against state statute and federal law.
Wow.
Hmm. Now, you said these machines have a memory card in them, and the locks were broken. Is the memory card, is that what they use to collect the information on all the votes? And if so, how do they get the memory card out without breaking the lock?
Well, that is exactly correct. It's the program that counts them. It's pre-programmed, and then it will count the votes that are being submitted through the scanner. These are AccuVotes, so you fill out a paper ballot, but then it's scanned into there right at the polling place. In some counties, they bring all the ballots to the elections office, and then they put it through the scanner. But in Trinity County, they have one of these machines in each of the polling places, plus one or several at the elections office where they run the ballots through. And what I understand is you can unscrew certain parts of the machine as well and get to it without even breaking the seal, but maybe they don't know how to do that. But from what I understand, it doesn't matter. It's built into the system, probably the central tabulator where each machine information is uploaded to a central tabulator in the elections office, and that's probably most likely where the fix is in, or both. The machines at the polling place, which they bring to the elections office, and the central tabulator. We need to stop using machines. I don't think they can build a machine that can't be hacked. I mean, they've even been able to hack into the Pentagon. So you think that people can't hack into our elections equipment? It's ludicrous that we're using machines. And these machines go back to 1986. Soon after Reagan got in, they decided we should use machines. And these machines are from them. They're very old, and they were built with these platforms. All of them.
Yeah.
New, old, they all have built in. So why? Why would they build in a fractional program when your vote is supposed to count one, not a quarter, a third, or whatever?
Yeah, that does seem a little bit weird. We need to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll actually tell you who the rest of the people are. on the phone since we got derailed from that at the beginning. So we're I had put on there that we were talking about voter fraud, but that was because I was sick. I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was sick, and I tried to do the website yesterday.
Redo.
So anyway, it's election fraud. That's what we're talking about. And we're focusing on Trinity County, which is a small county in Northern California. How many people are in your county, you guys?
13,000.
13,000 people. So if you can't figure out how to count your ballots correctly in a county with 13,000 people in it, for heaven's sakes, you're in deep trouble, which also makes this a nice example. So we will be right back with our friends Diane Kay, John David Gale, and Forenza. But we only met Diane, so we'll meet some of the other people after. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn.
Memories pass between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine.
Oh yeah, that's me. I'm sweetened through the ages.
That's what used to vote by poking the thing, you know, in the little curtain.
Oh yeah, poke the hole in the ballot. Yeah. Got to use a number two pencil on the ones, though, remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They were really big on the pencil thing.
Oh, yeah. To fill a little square in.
Well, we were talking here in the studio about a recount here in Shasta County and just how different the layout is. So we have Kay and John here in the studio. Why don't you guys say hi? I'm sure people will be able to figure out which one of you is Kay and which one's John, but
I'm Kay.
And I am John.
Okay, so you guys got involved in this how?
We both have been going to the Board of Supervisor meetings for years, attending them with another friend. And then we started getting hooked up into the Election Integrity Project and poll watching and now observing. And we have taken the Election Integrity Project training as observers several times, but now we're just kind of doing this on our own. And we literally spent 6 weeks, 8 weeks in June, May and June, observing, or at least trying to observe, and learning the law and reading all this, and it just wasn't working out.
Well, we were chatting on the break that I participated in a recount here in Shasta County, and it's interesting. You learn a lot about your election process when you watch them take it apart to recount it, you know? And everything was really super organized. I mean, you'd think kind of after, you know, you get all the ballots in and everything, you might be tempted to just kind of stuff them in boxes and be done with it. But this was all done in specific bundles, and it had count sheets on top of every box. But they took the count sheet off when we did the recount and didn't show us what the count was supposed to be. So we actually had a really true recount. But we sat, I mean, literally shoulder to shoulder. I watched the person who took the ballot out. The next person watched the person who looked at what it was and marked down, you know, who they voted for. And I think we had 8 people at every single station watching the watcher, you know. And the first thing you guys asked me was...
And that count, just not to interrupt you, but at in the end result of that was they were off by like one.
We were off by one.
One count, one vote.
But, and you know what, we figured out, I think we're pretty sure which ballot it was, too. It was somebody had written in the candidate and voted for the candidate. Mm-hmm. It was a screwy ballot. It was like, everything stops. What's with this one? So, but the guy won by 11. And so that vote was challenged. But you guys asked me, how close were we all sitting? Because what goes on in your thing, in your...
We're approximately 16 feet away from where they are allowing us to watch what they're doing, you know, and they purposely put things in our way so we can't see what their hands are doing.
So you're sitting 16 feet away from the guy that's doing the count. You can't even verify from that distance, really.
No. And in the last couple of days, she actually is putting moving carts and the male flats in my view, so I can't see what her hands are doing.
Can you challenge it at that point? I mean, can you say, hey, how can I verify if I can't see?
She will have the marshal remove you.
Wow.
If you pipe up at all.
Oh, yeah. If you don't do by her rules, you're gone. So I go by her rules, and I'm still counting.
Nice. Yeah. And you, let's see, Kay and I have Kay's complaint and also Diane's complaint online. So if you go to the website, if you go to wethepeopleradio.us and click on today's program, you can read. They are both 8 pages long. And the letter that Kay got back, kind of a priceless little note. Dear Kay Graves, thank you for your written complaint received July 14, 2016. We reviewed your complaint for evidence of any election code violations. Every complaint received by our office is carefully reviewed for evidence in any criminal violations. The Secretary of State's office has concluded that there is no evidence of a criminal elections code violation here. Thank you for bringing this matter to our attention. If you should discover any other compelling information, please feel free to send in a completed complaint form. And then they neglected to actually sign the letter. So thank you for your 8-page thing, and here's your itsy-bitsy form letter, and nothing to see here, move along.
Well, and another observer, Mike, who put in even more than the 6 weeks I did, received the exact same letter with his name on it, no signature. If people want to see what the observers are trying to do, because we're not asking for anything special. We're asking for them to follow the law.
Sure.
And to observe the way we're legally allowed to. And the Secretary of State's office puts out a document, Elections, Observation Rights, and Responsibilities. There's one for October 2016. And you can go read that and get a general idea of what we're allowed to do. Then you could go into the code and read more specifically what it is. But even if you just read their suggestions, there's all these, the elections officer shall post, 5 days in advance when they're going to do something, and they don't. And there's all these shall do, and it does not matter.
Well, shall means shall. You will do it.
Yes, but according to the Secretary of State's office, it's more of a suggestion, which it wouldn't be a suggestion if it pertained to us.
That would be May. Would be suggestion.
Right. And so that's where they tell me there's no criminal violations. But actually, if you actually read what they've written, there is criminal. If you look at the election code in 18502, they talk about if you interfere with the canvas being held fairly and lawfully, that is subject to 16 months or 2 to 3 years in prison. And that was in my complaint, and they still have the nerve to tell me there's no criminal activity here.
Did anyone come and investigate it from the Secretary of State's office?
I have never, ever been contacted by anyone. Secretary of State's office, I've sent this to the election inspector general, the governor, the secretary of, Secretary of State of California, the state attorney general, our representatives, our assemblymen, nothing. I've heard nothing.
And how many of you filed complaints that you know of?
I'm not sure exactly who. I'm sure there's been at least 10 that I know of.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got two posted here, and they're really long. So all of a sudden, this whole group of people in a county that small starts, bringing things to light with really specific examples. Not just I heard from a friend of a friend at the laundromat that said, I mean, this is really specific stuff that you watched yourself.
Right. This is us spending weeks and weeks, literally every day. One of us had to be there because she would mislead us. And so one of us had to be there literally guarding the door. And they would still do things while we weren't there. So we were literally invested that much time away from our family and everything to do this, and to get an unsigned letter from the Secretary of State's insulting.
Yeah, yeah, that they didn't. I mean, how would they have looked into it if they didn't go there? Would they do shoot a note to your county registrar and just?
Yeah, they probably said, "Is this true?" And she went, "Nah." And they went, "Okay."
Wow.
Well, who knows?
That's not awesome. So you wonder what's going on. Well, I guess now we can stop wondering what's going on in maybe giant counties. You think of this happening in, Chicago. I met a lady, she had to be in her late 50s, early 60s, who voted in the Kennedy election. The John Kennedy election when she was five. She was paid by her uncle, who was part of the mob, and all the little kids in the neighborhood in Cook County went in and voted. They were given a slip of paper, here, go vote for these things, and when you come out, we'll give you $5 and don't tell anybody. And so I guess you kind of expect it in places like that, but Trinity County, like, maybe not so much. We better take another really swift break here, and when we come back, let's go to the phones. We need to catch up with David on the phone. I think we haven't heard from him yet, and David and Gail potentially, and then probably back to Diane. We'll just keep circling around like sharks. How's that? So we're talking about election fraud and the kinds of things that you could be, we need to let folks know what they could be doing in their county to observe. It's a little late for this particular election, but it's not too late to get informed. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. We said all there is to say.
Well, you've come to the right place. We haven't had a chance to use dirty laundry for a while. We usually reserve that for the VA, so you guys are in rarefied air at this particular point in time. So, on the break, tell us, give us the demographic again. Okay, so we have 13,000 people. You can swing the little microphone thing. There you go.
Yeah, well, there's a little over 13,000 people in Trinity County, and they say we have 6,000 registered voters, which I find hard to believe because national average is not that high. And the percentage of people who are eligible to vote don't necessarily register to vote. So we have a really high level of people who register to vote in our county.
Okay, and you have 25 precincts.
Yeah, 25 precincts. So there's five polling places. And we have mail-in districts or precincts or mail-in ballots, and then there's the absentee ballots that are brought up.
Okay, so there are only five polling places,
right?
For you know, for people to even watch. So you can go and be a poll watcher just as a private citizen. Anybody can do that. You can't talk to people. You can't tell them who to vote for. You can't wear candidates' buttons or shirts. I mean, there's some rules about it. You can't just show up and be a knucklehead. But that's open to anybody. And you guys have had trouble with that in the past, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. They actually tried to set off a side, an area off to the side where you have to stand in there, and that's not kosher either.
Like roping off the media?
Oh, yeah, right.
It's the, huh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Must be taking a page out of the playbook. So, okay, so just in case anybody was thinking, well, this is probably just unwieldy, it's just happening in one place. I mean, you have five polling places, for heaven's sakes. How hard is that? Okay, Diane, who else do we have with us? We have David on the phone. David, how do you fit into all this?
Well, I've been a poll observer for the Election Integrity Project since 2014, and you can learn more about Election Integrity Project. Go to www.electionintegrityproject.com. That's their website, and there's tons of information there. What got me involved is something that happened to me personally when I first moved to Trinity County. My wife and I moved here in February of 2013, and we registered to vote at the end of February at a community event, and then in April, we closed escrow on a rental property here in Hayfork. Now, in January of 2014, I went to sign a letter of intent to recall one of our supervisors. Now, my wife, Gail, and I live in District 5, and so we signed the petition to recall our District 5 supervisor. But before we signed the petition, we checked our names on the voter roll to make sure that we were registered to vote. And, surprise, I was registered at our rental property instead of where we actually live. The rental property is in District 3, not District 5. So somehow my voter registration information had been changed. So we went into the county courthouse and re-registered to vote. We talked to Deanna Bradford, the registrar of voters at the time, and I asked her, well, why is my information different? We've never lived in that house. We didn't own it when we first registered to vote. She said, oh, a file clerk must have changed it by mistake.
Wow.
So, and I looked on the State of California website under the elections code, and section 2102 states that whenever a voter, between the time of that person's last voter registration and the time for the closing of registration for any given election, has changed his or her residence address by moving, the voter shall execute a new affidavit of registration or a notice or a letter of the change of address as permitted in section 2119. I never moved. I didn't change any of my voter information. The registrar's office arbitrarily changed my voter registration information. Now, I did a little more searching on the state website, and section 18501 of the election code states that any public official who knowingly violates any of the previous of this chapter or any of the provisions of this chapter and thereby aids in any way the illegal casting or attempting to cast a vote, or who connives to nullify any of the provisions of this chapter in order that fraud may be perpetrated, shall forever be disqualified from holding office in this state, and upon conviction shall be sentenced to a state prison for 16 months or 2 or 3 years. So the county did nothing. The Secretary of State did nothing. These are excerpts from the complaint that I sent to the California Secretary of State. So,
wow.
That's what got me involved in the Election Integrity Project as a poll observer. Now, as you've probably figured out from my colleagues there, that we could go on and on and on about how bad the elections here in Trinity County are run. And as a poll observer, some of the biggest things that I've seen that are against the election codes, there's obstruction of poll observers, incorrect ballot submissions. Voters are not allowed to put their own ballots in the machine. They're supposed to hand them in a privacy sleeve to a poll worker who puts them in the machine. This isn't done at any of the polling places here in Trinity County. Major ballot secrecy compromise. The biggest one from the Hayfork polling place was the precinct inspector, who's the guy that makes sure that the polling place is run properly. He and another poll worker, at the end of the day, after the polls have closed, take the ballots to the elections office. Now, the law states that they're supposed to go directly from the polling place to the elections office. And we have followed the precinct inspector every time. He would go from the polling place, stop at his house, his personal residence, change his clothes, go to the local mini-mart to gas up, get coffee, and then go to the elections office. And these are just a few examples of how poorly the polls are run here in Trinity County, and it's all the fault of the registrar of voters. Now, most people don't understand that the most powerful position in government, the most powerful government officer, is not the president or the attorney general or the governor. It's the county registrar of voters, because they control every aspect of the elections. So people need to understand that.
Just out of curiosity, is your... of course, I say that when I have to cough. Is your registrar of voters up for election, finally? Or do you still have an appointed person?
Not this time. The last election, I believe it was in... 2014, yes, the registrar of voters position was up for election. The incumbent, or she said that she was incumbent, but she was in the position by appointment of the county supervisors and not elected by the voters of Trinity County. She was reelected and soon thereafter resigned, she said, for health reasons. And then the county supervisors appointed another registrar of voters. So our registrar of voters is not elected. They have been appointed by the county board of supervisors.
Huh. So just pretty much not following the law at all. So we're just making it up as we go along.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
And I've talked to several of the...
Four times in a row? John's giving me smoke signals here across the room. That this has happened four times?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is not an isolated incident. This is a pattern of behavior, and that's one of the things the Election Integrity Project trains you to look for, is patterns of behavior, not only in the polling places on any given election, but over several different, several elections.
You want good patterns, not bad patterns. I mean, it should be a pattern of behavior that follows actually the rules.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That I get that.
You know, my personal feeling is if the county registrar of voters spent half his time doing it right as she does trying to cover up doing it wrong, we would have no worries here about
probably
our
probably go on vacation.
Yeah.
Take some time off.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Spend the rest of the day, you know, go in and spend 5 minutes to vote and spend the rest of the day tending my sheep.
Yeah, you know, why is that? We have that a lot in a lot of places. You know, whether they're local, county, federal. You know, every time you dig into stuff like this, it's like, gosh, you know. Yeah, well, heck, if you've ever been to a major prison and you look at how they carve the little bars of soap into chess pieces, I mean, they're fantastic. I'm like, well, why couldn't they have found some kind of career path instead of becoming expert soap carvers in prison? I mean, what the heck?
And it's not just Trinity County. It's everywhere.
No, of course. But if it's happening in a county with 13,000 people, five polling places? I mean, there are no... Is there a county that has fewer polling places than you guys? Maybe Modoc County?
Probably Alpine, because they only have 1,500 people. So.
Oh, Alpine only has 1,500. That's right. I forget about them. They're small.
Yeah,
well,
one of the conclusions that I've come to is that, you know, Trinity County, we're small. We're mostly insignificant. But if we can fix things here, other counties may look at Trinity and say, hey, they fixed it. Maybe we can fix ours, too. And if you start one county at a time, start small, because You know, it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank you very much for your little window into this thing that we can only call wow.
Oh, I could go on
and on. Each segment, we end it and go shake our heads. Wow, what the heck? Okay, and we have Mike Ware on the phone with us. We got everybody on here.
Okay.
All right, Mike. While we're figuring out whether we're taking a break again or not,
sure.
What do you have to add to this cornucopia?
Well, first of all, I've been looking at this for quite a while, and I think that we really need to point out a solution here. The solution really has to be our state secretary needs to look into these problems. And if there's so little fraud going on, why don't they have an investigator come down and look at these things? It's just that easy. I mean, they have investigators. They are hearing that there's a problem, but we get no response at all. And there's no enforcement when there is. You know, what's going to happen to anybody that's caught, you know, in the broad strokes? You know, nothing. So we have all these laws, and there's no enforcement.
Sure. And if nobody, well, it's like anything else. If you know you're not going to get in trouble, the incentive to not follow the law is, If it's easier to break it, nothing will happen. Why not?
Right. So, I mean, after watching for months and months and working with Kay and John and David, and Diane, you know, it's so frustrating to have all this work be just brushed aside and be told, you really don't matter. Your votes don't really matter. You know, and what's going on in Trinity doesn't really matter. We're a small county, but we are a county.
Right. Well, you still get, I mean, you still should have a vote, and it should matter. It should count.
Yes.
It's interesting because they released the beast on Siskiyou County when Siskiyou County asked the Secretary of State's office to come up there because they had, I can't remember if it was like 1,000, somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 people registered to vote that they thought were fraudulent. So the clerk there pulled those all aside and requested the Secretary of State's office take a look at them. It turned out most of them were registered like down in Fresno or something. So there was voter fraud.
And you know,
but they went to,
we had the same,
they came all
the
way up there to look
here.
Into it, you know?
Yeah, we had the same thing happen here. We had a number of Hmong people that were disallowed because they were Hmong. Their names were easy to pull and, you know, an unusually large amount at the end of the election was 110 mail-in and provisional ballots were disallowed.
And were they also registered somewhere else, or were they legit voters who lived there?
They were legit. We actually had gone and had a meeting and had them registered because the Hmong community is quite large here in Trinity, especially here in Hayfork.
Interesting, because see up there, they were being propped up by an attorney out of San Francisco who was trying to throw a marijuana measure on the ballot, and so they had like double registered these folks. But when the sheriff's office went with the Secretary of State out to check, you know, where some of these people supposedly lived, they went with them just as a matter of you know, support or whatever.
Then safety men.
Yeah, it wound up in the papers that the sheriff was doing voter intimidation. So it's really
right.
Funny, you know, in one place they ask for help, they kind of get it, they get thrown under the bus. You guys are begging for help, and did you get a blow-off letter from yours too?
Yes, I got the same letter.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
identical.
Unbelievable. How long did it take them, just out of curiosity, to certify that no criminal activity had happened?
Like 2 weeks before the election. We started this at the end of the last election in June, and 2 weeks before this election, we got the letters.
Nice. It was a pretty thorough investigation. Yeah.
And I was told that there was an ongoing investigation up until last week. So even after they've gotten letters out, they're telling me, we're sure there's still an investigation going on.
Wow. And sending one person up from the Secretary of State's office would take little to no effort, and I think they could probably,
3 hour drive?
Yeah, how hard could that possibly be? Jeez Louise.
And if I could take a picture of this, and by the way, I'm handicapped. I'm in a wheelchair, okay? And not a threat to anybody. All I wanted to do is just take a picture on the very first day we started this of the room and the setup, and was not allowed. Was actually removed from the premise.
Huh. Actually, they sent two deputies or three deputies and two of the marshal and a deputy marshal to remove him and his wheelchair because he wanted to take a picture, which the law allows.
And this was, there weren't people in there voting at the time. This was just the setup of the room.
There was no privacy to be breached. There was no privacy breach. There was no ballots. There was nothing in there. They were setting up for the precincts. They were setting up a box for the precincts. That's it.
Wow.
If you try to push your rights as a voter, they call the law on you, and these law enforcement are violating their oath instead of standing with us and saying, hey, this is their right to watch. It's in the state codes. It's in the federal and state statutes. And yet they're not backing us either, backing us up. You want to know, we don't even have the right to a secret ballot. And let me let Forenza tell you what happened in the Hayford polling place so you understand how there's no secret ballot in Trinity County. Hold on a minute.
Hold that thought. We need to take a really quick break so I can choke. No, we just really have to take a really quick break, but I will be choking on that break. We'll be right back. We are talking about election fraud in Trinity County. Fun for everybody, unless you want to actually cast a secret ballot.
You can find all sorts of information on this issue at wethepeopleradio.us.
I see you, and you see me, but you're blowing the line when you're making a scene. Oh, girl, you got to know when my head overlooks the sensible show to my heart. When it's watching full eyes, well, you can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see
Bob's got all his computers back. He's better now in the last, 2 minutes of the show? Fabulous. All right, so, Kay, you were telling us what people could do during the break.
Yes, you can still go observe, and people should observe. And there's,
regardless of where you live, what county you're in.
Yes, yeah. Anybody can go observe. It's posted at the election site. If you want information on how to learn more about it, you can go to the Secretary of State's office. You could go to Election Integrity Project. You could read the Observer Rights Handbook. Just from general information, you could go to your Registrar of Voters. They should give you the information. And you can go to the polling. But what people don't realize is you can go before the election day and observe. And you 4 weeks after election, you can observe. And if you can go just for even a little while, please do.
Exactly. And so what are they looking for? What would be a weird thing that you would see just in any regular polling place?
You mean at the precincts?
Yeah, the precincts, sorry.
Aaron, let Forenza tell you what you might see.
Okay.
Hold on.
In our final minute? Sorry, forgot about her. Sorry, Forenza.
Hi. I've been an alert observer on election day several times during the past few years. And what happened on the June election in my polling place in Hayfork is the whenever somebody wasn't on their list of voters, you're supposed to take them and give them a provisional ballot. And instead of asking whether they were Democrats or Republicans, they would ask, are you voting for Hillary or are you voting for Trump? And then the people, not knowing any better, would say, oh, Hillary, or oh, Trump. It's an extreme violation of our privacy.
Who was asking that question?
The person handing out the provisional ballots, so the person who's supposed to know the rules.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's beyond the pale right there. What would happen if you didn't tell them who you wanted to vote for?
I don't know what would have happened after that. I mean, there were some people who were there to help translate from within their own community, and they figured out what they were supposed to say some of the time, but it was just, you know, a very, very bad thing to hear.
Yeah, no kidding. I tell them I'm voting for Nunya. Nunya business.
They were foreign.
Oh, sorry.
And another thing at the same polling place and some of the others is that the actual booth that you go into, it's supposed to be turned away from the public so that when you go in there, there's no screens on ours. So it's supposed to turn away so nobody
sure.
sees what you're doing. Ours were all turned so everybody can watch you. They wouldn't give you a privacy sleeve. I tried to pick up my privacy sleeve. They took it from me and said, you won't need that.
Wow.
So
good
there's
Lord.
No privacy. It goes on and on. I mean, it's like a comedy, a tragic comedy in Trinity County, and yet the Secretary of State's office says nothing to see here. And
well,
I'll give you an example on everybody. There's a lot of millennials that got involved with election fraud recently because of the Bernie Sanders race, which they believe was stolen from the, by Hillary Clinton, and the Secretary of State reported that Bernie won 70-30 in Trinity County. That was on their website.
So
then it was removed.
The horse race to beat in Trinity County is the 70-30 split.
We're out of time.
Sorry to give you a short shrift on the final of that story, but the computers are fixed. We've got to go back to the news, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody, for coming on.
Trinity County and phone and Skype and here and there. And vote on Tuesday. Go pay attention.
Vote.
And keep your eyeballs peeled. Bye.
Only once.
Thank you.